And so what we find, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have been privileged to take this good news. So this is part two of the series, Spiritual Checkup. Our focus in this lesson is going to be on health. So in this lesson, we will encourage you to walk in divine health, divine healing. Now, in the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, as a matter of fact, the whole chapter is really assigned to describe the Messiah, whoever the Messiah is, when he comes. Now, let's look at some things that it says about him, because we don't have time to look at all of it. However, I want to highlight some things so as to get your attention, because what we find then, it says in verse 2, he shall grow up as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness when we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. That's because of what they did to him. And verse 3 says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. But verse 5 says, but he was wounded. Remember now, I just said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So here it is describing the Messiah. Because of what he experienced, healing is available to us. And what I am trying to share, ladies and gentlemen, is that it comes in different forms and at different stages, because you can have so much that you really don't get sick. In other words, you stay healthy. One of the things I like about dealing with the brethren over in Kenya is whenever I talk to Pastor Moses, he says, we are healthy. They identify this as part of the goodness of God. Well, here it is describing what he will provide for us. And of course, it says he was wounded for our transgression. Verse 12 says, therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death. Yes, that's what he did on the cross. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many. Or you might say sins of many. And made intercession for the transgressors. Well, this goes again to show a part of what he was, you know, assigned to do, the Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so he went about doing this, and we find then when we go to the book of Matthew, the 8th chapter, it substantiates what we just read. Let's look at Matthew chapter 8 quickly. Turn into it in verse, pick it up in verse 16. It says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Notice that, not some, but all that were sick. And verse 17 says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So here it is again. It's confirming what was prophesied about the Messiah. And he's talking about doing this for what? Mankind. Well, in this particular case, the people who were in the area where he lived. Now, you don't have to be in that area today. You can be any part of the world, and you can still receive divine healing. But my point here is that God was so concerned about our health that has put all these documentation here for us to read and to confirm that it is desire for us to live healthy lives. And so, again, as we continue our spiritual checkup, because some, a lot of folks think, well, I'm going to go to, and that's how they put it, go to heaven. They don't fully understand what the scripture teaches, what is the reward of the saved. However, they do know that there is a supernatural being, at least some do, that there is a supernatural being, and he's offering us eternal life. Well, a lot of folks are focused only on that. But what about now? What about our everyday existence and so on? One of the reasons why so many people turn away from God and his ways is because they can't figure out how to just exist on a day-to-day basis. And especially those who are not enjoying, you know, I should say a healthy life. In fact, I was just listening to some talk show host, I think it was yesterday, in which he was talking about the confusion that is going on in our northern neighbor. And by the way, they're not the only country who are encouraging what they call this thing, assisted suicide. People, well, they're so tired of being sick that they just want to just give up on life. Well, that's the wrong attitude, because here I'm telling you that divine healing is available to all, to everybody, not just some. Everyone who come to him in sincerity and through. The problem is most people don't know it. And consequently, they can't receive. In the book of Luke, the 4th chapter, in verse 40, it says, "Now when the sun was set, all they that had any sick," notice that now, anybody who had any sick, "with different diseases, brought them unto him. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them." That's Luke chapter 4, verse 40. That's what he was doing. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You read about that in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 8. And so my point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that he hasn't changed one iota. He's still doing the things that he did when he walked on planet Earth. The difference now is that he's doing it through his representatives. Let's see. And so here it is. We read again in Acts chapter 10. Let's turn to it. Acts the 10th chapter. Because what you find is that many things are available to the church today, but through lack of understanding and just improper teaching or no teaching at all, many folks are not receiving. They don't realize what is available. Now in Acts the 10th chapter, verse 38, it says, "Now God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth." Who is he again? Jesus of Nazareth. Here it is. Back in those days, they would talk about the person and where they're from. Well, he was from Nazareth. So he's Jesus of Nazareth. "He was anointed of God with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." So this is what he was doing, ladies and gentlemen. He's going around healing all that were oppressed of the devil. "Now Jesus attended to all that sought him for help." And Jesus, who does not change, will attend to you today if you seek him by faith. He's just as concerned about us as he did the people of his day. So for more information about this, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that you read or listen to the series Healing is Available, because it is available to us today. It's just that many don't understand. Yes, God has blessed some people with the capacity to study physics and chemistry and biology and put those together, and they perform a type of healing. But for the greater things, what you will find is they don't have an answer. Well, the creator of our body, the designer of our body, He has it all. So you would want to check in with him, wouldn't you? Isn't that wise? Now, the followers of Jesus, now called Christians, that's what we are called today, we're doing the same thing, the same as he did. We, his disciples, are continuing to go with the gospel. Remember, Jesus started it out in Matthew, in Mark, the first chapter, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God. We continue with that good news, and we are used of God to heal the sick. We read in Mark, the 16th chapter, let's turn to it, we're authorized to do certain things. What is that thing that we are authorized to do? Let's go to Mark chapter 16, the last chapter in the book of Mark, and get our instructions or our authority. Because in verses 16 through, actually 17 through 18, it says, let's read 17. But these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Well, these signs should follow you. If it's not following you, then you need to press in so that, you know, the Lord can put you in that number. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall be, they shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. So here it is, he's telling us now, that's part of what he has ordained us to do. And so we continue to do these things, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, in the church of God, we've seen some miraculous healing after praying in Jesus' name. Why? Because God is with us. No, we don't do it of ourselves, because God is with us. Now, in Acts, the 4th chapter, I want to look at one example of what the Apostle Paul, again, another disciple of Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 14, he went around preaching, they ran him out of town, and he went to another town, and there he was in, verse 10, it says, then said in a loud voice, stand up on your feet. And he leaped and walked. Now, this is a man who was lame. And when the people saw what Paul had done, that's verse 11, they lifted up their voice, saying in the speech of Lyconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. So what happened is he went there and he preached, and that man believed. And, of course, he received his healing. And the local people got so excited, they started saying, hey, the gods have come down to us. Well, of course, Paul corrected them when that came to his attention in verse 15. So my point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that it was the norm with the followers of Christ to go around healing and doing these miraculous things. And this should be our pattern today. Now, some may not understand. But then on one occasion, a woman worshipped him and asked for healing for her daughter. Let's read about this occasion in Matthew, the 15th chapter. Yes, 15th chapter. And we want to pick up the story in, verse 26. Well, let's go, Matthew chapter 15. Well, what happened is, let's pick it up in verse 23. He answered her not a word. So this lady was coming and she's saying, you know, Jesus, son of David, you know, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. The Bible says in verse 23, he answered not a word. The disciples say, hey, send her away. She, you know, she keep following you. Verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she, worshipped him, verse 25, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, well, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall under the table. So in other words, give me the crumbs. And of course, she received her healing. My point here, though, ladies and gentlemen, is I want us to notice And he says healing belongs to the children. Because there are many who do not understand this fact. This is what Jesus was pointing out here. Healing is the children's bread. Well, are you a child of God? But healing belongs to you. Now, you don't have to receive it, but it is available. It is your bread. Some may say we don't have to bother God. Well, what kind of reason is that? Here you are struggling, you need help. The doctors can't help you. And when they do, sometimes it's, you know, really such a challenge. You're better off going and getting divine healing. But my point is, if you can get a combination, fine. Because it's all merely made of, you know, it comes directly, indirectly through God, if it comes through the doctors. However, the greater things comes through him, the miraculous. So I am saying that let us be wise stewards of God's provision. In Exodus, the 15th chapter and verse 26, God promised Israel that he will be their healer. He promised them that if they are willing and obedient, if they follow him, you know, meticulously, then he would be their Jehovah Rapha, their healer, or physician, as we would say. That offer, by the way, extends to us today. As children of God, it extends to us. We live under a better covenant, you know. If that was available to them under the old covenant and we have a better one, shouldn't we have more too? Well, it does. So as a representative of God, we should live healthy lives. That's where we should strive for that. So to complete our spiritual checkup this morning, I want us to resolve to pursue a healthy life and divine healing where it is needed. Want to encourage you to press through. If you want more information, as I pointed out earlier, look for the series, you know, Healing is Available. And, you know, continue to pursue these things, and may God bless you. We'll see you in the next lesson.